We're back to the AMR studio located in the Western Metal Supply Company building. It's more of Padre Social Hour.
We're live from the AMR studios here in the Western Metal building at Petco Park. San Diego, very excited about the debut of Austin Hedges coming up. And on the Cholula hotline, we're very excited to talk to Tim Haggerty, the El Paso broadcaster. He's in Fresno right now for the road game. Tim, how are you doing today?
Great, Mike. Thanks for having me.
A lot of excitement last night as the news started to break on Austin Hedges, getting the call up here to back up Derek Norris, and a lot of that excitement has had to do with the start he's had with the Chihuahuas, really kind of turned it on with the bat. Kind of give us the scouting report of what you've seen from Austin Hedges this first month of the baseball season.
You're right. Reading the prospect experts this winter talking about Hedges hitting 225 in 2014 at San Antonio, some were wondering, is he going to be only a defensive catcher? But he showed this year in the first month that's not true. I mean, Hedges hit 324 in 21 games for the Chihuahuas. And Mike, I think what really showed the confidence the organization had in his hitting is that El Paso has played 12 games against American League affiliates this year. And when that happens, unlike the major leagues, no matter where the game is, the DH is used. And Hedges was the DH four times. And there were times that you had sluggers like Cody Decker, Tommy Medica, Jake Gobert not serving as the DH, and Hedges was. So that shows how far he's come as a hitter, I think.
Well, you know, you talk about that, Tim. You know, Pat Murphy, the manager, always has a – he tries to surprise the guy when he knows he's going to get called up. was he able to get Hedges or did he already know?
Pat Murphy got him, and got him in a big way, Randy. it was pretty special. I happened to be on the bus with the players. I traveled with them as well. And it was really interesting for me as an outsider to be able to witness that firsthand. What Pat did was use the opposing club's strength and conditioning coach, Sacramento's, and used him to pose as a police officer. And Pat Murphy, with a very serious look, walked onto the bus. Everybody's saying, who's this other guy? Who's this police officer? And why does he want to talk to Austin Hedges? And Pat's look was so serious that I believed it. And so did everybody. And there was this, Pat created this story that Austin was out the night before and the police wanted to talk to him. And he was shaking. He understandably believed it. And was like, I went right back to the hotel, I swear. And as soon as it really reached the point that he was truly startled, that's when this strength coach acting as a cop said, well, congratulations, you're going to the major leagues. And the whole bus began clapping.
Wow. He's going to have a hard time figuring out how to outdo himself with these call-up stories. That's unbelievable.
That is so good. That is great.
Wow.
Well, I think it's great. And you guys being around San Diego, you know this as well as anybody. But it's like when a player gets called up, it seems like Corey Brock and Dennis Lynn and the beat writers and Jesse and the broadcasters, it's like that's become the go-to question when a guy comes up from AAA is, well, how did Pat Murphy tell you? And I remember covering Padres AAA teams when Terry Kennedy was the manager and Randy Reddy was the manager, and they had more of a serious delivery and approach. I don't think those questions came up as often before Pat Murphy was around.
No, I agree 100%. I had to ask. I knew that, you know, Pat, you know, I love the guy in spring training, and you know, he's definitely going to do something. And I can't believe these guys keep buying it, though, you know. I like that. That's great.
That's great stuff. We're talking to Tim Haggerty. He's in Fresno with the El Paso Chihuahuas. We talked a lot about the offensive side of the ball with Austin. What do you see him behind the plate? We've heard so much about the great defense that he's played through his minor league career. What have you seen so far this season?
He's been excellent. He's caught 5 runners trying to steal in 16 attempts. That's the 9th best percentage in the Pacific Coast League. A quick release. And Pat Murphy, who isn't one just to throw out compliments, he usually is unwilling to compare his players to other players. That's not his style. But Pat said on the air that with Hedges and Rocky Gale, who you guys probably remember from spring training, also a very good defensive catcher and thrower, Pat believes that he had the best defensive catching in all of AAA baseball with Hedges and Gale. High praise there.
Yeah, and I think that showed up in spring training with all the innings that they got there and how they responded and how the starting pitch and even the bullpen received these two catchers was quite impressive.
You're right. And I think that the pitchers really have responded to that as well. When you have veterans like Jason Lane and guys with major league experience, Robbie Erlin, that praised both of these catchers so well. I remember back in 2012, Jeff Supon praising Rocky Gale, the way he gave a low target, the way he called the game. And Rocky at that time was just coming up to Tucson as a single-A fill-in at the time. To impress a guy like Jeff Supon with more than a decade in the major leagues was a pretty significant compliment.
Really good stuff. I wanted to ask you about a little more of a broader subject here. It seems like there's such a chasm between what players do in San Antonio and the Texas League being such a pitcher's league, and then what they do when they get to El Paso and the PCL. How can fans kind of put these things into perspective as to what a pitcher is in the PCL, as to what a hitter is in the Texas League? It just seems so hard to figure out what these guys are because there's such a difference between the two leagues.
You're right. Not only is the Texas League a pitcher's league, but San Antonio especially, from what I understand, some thick air, a bigger ballpark. It's hard to hit there. The ball does not carry very well there. And El Paso is more of a pitcher's park than Tucson was. I'm not saying it was a pitcher's park, but I'm saying the offensive stats are showing it's less drastic than Tucson was. But El Paso still is a hitter's park. And you're right, that's hard to quantify. Especially, although it's not the case this year, I know there's a lot more home runs at Petco Park this year than maybe some people expected, but especially then when they go up to Petco Park, one of the most pitcher-friendly ballparks in the major league. So it's difficult to quantify. I've always thought that fans, executives, scouts should be impressed by a Pacific Coast League pitcher that puts up good numbers. And if you're coming up in the Padres organization, sure, Petco Park's a good place to pitch, but what about those road games in Denver and in Phoenix and these hitters' parks? Hopefully places like Las Vegas and Albuquerque can acclimate them to that.
All I know, Tim, is I remember 1972 in the Texas League. The ball was flying out of El Paso then. Probably, and it still is, man. That's what you're telling me. But, you know, the one thing, the Chihuahuas, you look at that roster that Pat has there, and have they gelled? Are they starting to play the type of baseball that they're probably capable of playing?
I think so. The team's been very impressive this year, 15-9. Had a 2-4 start, but since then they've really caught fire. Second place right behind the Mets AAA club, Las Vegas. I think they've gelled well. There's a lot of new players and influx to this team that was much different than last year. But Pat Murphy does a great job of tap dancing with all of the different tasks that a AAA manager has, with new players coming in, veterans that perhaps are used to being in the major leagues, up-and-comers from AA that aren't used to things like air travel and facing more experienced players. And I think Pat does a great job of treating every player differently. He's not the type of manager that has hard, strict guidelines and a set task on how he's going to handle the team as a whole. He really treats each player individually.
Well, Tim, if you're going to be on the Cholula hotline, I wonder who the best starting pitcher's been so far the first month there in El Paso.
Well, it's been Robbie Erlin. Right now, Robbie's the only Pacific Coast League pitcher with 4 wins, leads the entire league in wins. And I'll give you one. He hasn't pitched as well as Erlin, but one that's been surprising, and that's Bryce Morrow. This is somebody who did not spend an entire season in Double-A yet, who came up when Matt Whistler was traded right at the very beginning of the season. And Morrow has been tremendous. He has a 3.20 ERA, 2-1 record in his first 20 innings here. So he's somebody that a lot of fans understandably might not have heard of, but sometimes, as you know, Randy, a good half of a season in AAA can put you on the map.
Yes, yeah, it sure can.
Well, you sure know how to make Randy happy. Tell him the little left-hand is doing well up there.
When the little lefty's to 4-0, I'm a happy camper there.
Really good stuff. Tim is in Fresno. He's broadcasting the game with the Chihuahuas and the Grizzlies there. Really appreciate your time, Tim, and all the insight on Austin's head.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, nice to talk to you guys.
Take care, man. Tim was on the Cholula hotline. Cholula, the flavorful hot sauce with the iconic wood cap for a punch of delicious jalapeno and poblano. Check out their new green pepper sauce flavor today. Our thanks to Tim Haggerty for joining us, giving us the scouting report on Austin Hedges.
Yeah.
We'll talk about last night's game when we come back at its next break.